So what if Donald Trump came on our show? He agrees to come on our show. Yep. What would be the first thing that you'd ask him?
Are you Q? Are you Q plus?
That's a pretty dang good question.
Yeah, bro. That's the question that all the QAnon guys are hoping that Trump gets asked one day. Are you Q? And supposedly he's going to say, I'm Q. And then the military comes out. Biden gets arrested. Everyone goes to jail. Everyone's just, woo, woo. And we're living in like freaking a beautiful, like just prosperity.
He's going to like go like this. And it's like freaking the Superman logo, but with just a Q.
Like his coin, like his Trump coin, it's gonna be him, like that. Yeah. And I'd be pumped. Would you? But you're not an MQ guy, are you?
I mean, only on weekends, you know.
Only on weekends.
Yeah.
Q Tuesdays. Q Tuesday.
Q. So Donald Trump is back in the news. Apparently, he wants to make a return on Twitter, but also a return on Facebook.
Yeah, you know, it seems to me like Trump is making a campaign move here. I mean, why Twitter? Why Facebook? You started a company, right? You started a empire, Trump social media company. I'm just kidding. I just made that up, but it's something that is, there's a management company and then there's Truth Social. And is he giving up on the popularity of Truth Social? What are your thoughts?
I don't think he would give up on it, but I mean, if he's doing something as important as the presidential run, he's gonna have to be on all platforms, you know. And like, if you really think about it, like, who uses Facebook these days anyways? It's all old people that have like no life, and so they go on Facebook to figure out what everybody is doing in their life. They're like, just like, what is that guy doing, you know? Like, he's fixing his landscaping today, huh?
Yeah. It's funny, if you go on Facebook today, they have to kind of fill the scroll down pages with advertisements now and fake clips to get your attention, because your friends are not posting enough, right? The groups you follow are not no one's posting enough on Facebook, so they have a bunch of filler content there.
I hate to say it too, but Trump's gonna have to join TikTok. So if he wants to, so he has to join Facebook for like all the old farts, right? Twitter for like the millennials, and then like Snapchat and TikTok for like the Gen Z, or what do they call it now?
For the idiots.
Yeah.
For the idiots, bro. He'll be doing dances in hospitals while people are dying of COVID.
Basically, he's going to have to, dude. Yeah, he's requesting Facebook, you know, unlocks his Facebook page, I guess, or his account. But he's actually requesting it. He didn't threaten them with a lawsuit, like some people suspected.
Right.
Which is pretty cool of Trump, right? Not going full, you know, all out to begin with. And he got locked, obviously, after the January 6th stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, he's a base genius. So base genius, they wait it out and they play their cards right. And when a moment comes, like right now, he's going to come out of nowhere and take everyone by storm. But Elon Musk had a few words to say about this, surprisingly. And a lot of people were shocked by what he said.
Yeah, and he also said, Elon Musk said that it was a mistake to ban Trump.
Yeah.
Too.
Right, as it was.
He did. Yeah, and then, you know, this guy, I don't even know who this guy is, but he posts, you know, Donald Trump reporting to make a comeback on Twitter and Facebook. Yeah. And then Elon Musk responds, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, Musk responded, "Will be interesting to see how the Biden administration reacts to this. They may try to weaponize federal agencies against Twitter." Wow. So he's covering his own butt, thinking that Twitter could catch some fire because they're allowing Trump to come back, and he's going to come back and take Twitter by storm. I mean, how many followers does he have?
I think he had like, what, 88 million or something?
That's a lot of followers, dude.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Elon is kind of referring to the government agencies like how they are after Elon too, right?
Right.
Like the SEC is after him all the time. So I'm thinking that he's probably saying that they're going to somehow find a way to go after Twitter.
Yeah, right? It makes sense. Well, Twitter's a private company now, so I don't know if the SEC will go after him, but like the federal agencies, the other ones that Trump is already being investigated by, the DOJ, FBI, right? They don't touch anything that's not right wing. They'll look into him. the CIA.
It's going to become a witch hunt. I mean, like, that's gonna basically what it's going to become. Should he come back? What's your thoughts?
Trump has to come back. I think that Trump has to redeem himself in a lot of ways. He did a lot for us. He did a lot for this country. And we can't just sit back and say, oh, it's someone else's turn. It's time for Trump to come back full force and take what's his. Twitter, presidency, everything that was taken away from him, Trump, he deserves to get it back.
Agreed. Next topic, Andrew Tate.
That's your boy, bro. Let's just be real right now. Let's just get this out of the way. That's your boy.
He's my boy, dude.
He's your boy. No, I'm 50-50. I'm 50-50 on the guy. That's your boy. Andrew Tate.
I mean, honestly, I'm 50-50-ish sometimes too. There's just a lot going on with this guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, definitely
before all this stuff, there was a lot going on with him.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He definitely has a lot of good insight for young men, right? But a lot of the shit that he says is pure trash. You know, he talks like in some kind of make-believe world. He worships money, clearly. Like, money is the objective for everything. And I understand you have to be successful and you have to stay out of corporate America and make money yourself. But what you do with your money also says a lot about you. And Tate's message is, you buy Bugattis. And you freaking, and
got you watches, you know, you have match,
you have exactly, you buy expensive watches that are worthless, you have a bunch of women surrounded by you, you have, you know, private jets, Bugattis, and, you know, where is that? It is that the purpose of life, is to be so wealthy that you can afford material items that ultimately you don't take to the grave and you are meaningless?
So the way I kind of see it too, it's kind of off topic, but is that, you know, men have just become like, just like lost in the system where they're not like very eager to like, yeah, they're not very eager to like excel in life, career wise. I mean, I get why, because like the system has failed everybody, right? Like if you go to like, if you go to a job, you'd work like what, 9 to 7 now and blah, blah, blah. I get it. But he's trying to say that you need to do something for yourself and make money for yourself and get to the level that he's at, because he could do it, then you could do it too, instead of just working that 9-to-5 job or 9-to-7 now, basically.
That's why I'm 50-50 on the guy, because that's the 50% of what I like he says. The other 50% is some crazy, stupid thing that is like absurd and doesn't really help people and isn't for the greater good of society. It's pretty selfish and materialistic. However, Greece, there was a protest in favor of Andrew Tate, a bunch of young males sitting there screaming on the streets, free Top G, their boy. This is shocking to me because here's my suspicion.
I didn't tell you this, but I actually flew out to Greece. I'm joking.
No, you didn't, because these guys were young. You're old, man. I'm just kidding.
No, I know. But, I know.
No, but seriously, these kids sitting there screaming Top G kind of rubs me the wrong way, because people are not that organized, man. Are you telling me someone got these guys together? So,
here's the thing. This is the update that we need to hear too. So according to like news outlets too, apparently 4,500 Twitter accounts were created to support Andrew Tate. Now you're telling me there's a protest in Greece. This is typical Democrat George Soros BS with Antifa. Oh, yeah. These guys can coordinate so quickly and make things happen so quick. So is it possible that these young guys were gathered at a college, whatever, and they were like, hey, dude, we're going to pay you guys like $25 an hour to go protest, act like you're protesting for Andrew Tate. Is that possible? It is. It is. I mean, unfortunately, that could be just a thing used to build a case against Andrew Tate. Same with the Twitter bots. I mean, how many Twitter bots does the government have? Let's find out. Right. Elon, come on. Tell us, dude.
No, Elon's taking a very long time to do away with the bots, right? We don't have that many followers on Twitter, and I'm still getting attacked by a bunch of nobody bots, man. So I can only imagine the guys who have hundreds of thousands of followers, what's happening to them. However, there's no way this is a natural, organic protest for Tate. I'm sorry, but there's not a bunch of organized 18-year-olds getting together on Facebook, getting together on Twitter, or whatever the hell it is, saying, hey, guys, let's get... I'm sure that whoever started that did get some natural, normal people who did want to go and support Tate.
It's just like the January 6th thing, right? There's right. There's both sides of people there. Exactly. Same with the BLM protests, right? There's actually people who genuinely do support testing. Yeah.
Right, right. There's no way that's organic. Is Tate still in jail?
I don't know. I think he is.
No one knows. He is, think but he's jail. Eating.
It's like detention, like, you know, for school.
Right. He's sitting after hours at a middle school.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's really hard to still like, I'm still 50-50 on this whole scenario because it's obviously very sus that, like, you know, they're hammering him in with the fake news, this protest, the Twitter bots. I'm hoping that it's not real, the accusations and claims against him, but we'll find out, I guess, soon enough.
Well, yeah, the problem is it being real or not is if it is real, everyone who supports him gets demonized. So that's the biggest thing for me that is a problem. But Tate's boys with Aiden Ross, I just want to end it with that. I don't know why he's friends with this kid, but in my opinion, it's a good marketing move. The guy has a huge following. You befriend this kid and you expand your marketing beyond just your own following. You got a bunch of Aiden Ross followers now on your side. So Tate knows what he's doing, but.
Oh, 100%.
Moving on. Matt Gaetz in the news.
Matt Gaetz, dude.
Wants to abolish the man, ATF.
The myth, the legend, dude. And he's a young dude.
He's a young dude. He's a fire breather. The guy is always on our side. He hasn't made one mistake. None of that Rhino BS where it's questionable whether Gaetz is on our side. He's made all the freaking right moves, and he has got to be the future president of this country in about, I don't know, maybe 20 years. We'll see.
Yeah, so that's a cool thing. I think if Ron DeSantis actually decides to run for Florida, I think a good move for Gaetz would be to run for governor. Right, to take on, you know, DeSantis' legacy. But so Gaetz is calling to abolish the ATF Act, which is huge, right? So the ATF came out and they wanted to, you know, change everything about the stabilizing braces with the pistol rifles, and now Gaetz is firing back.
Yeah, I mean the ATF has no right to start creating laws, right? They're not lawmakers. They're not they're not sitting in Capitol Hill. You know, the FBI doesn't make laws, right? The CIA, the government agencies don't make laws. They enforce the law, right? So the ATF can't sit there and create laws. And that's the biggest, they're overstepping their boundaries. Just like the FDA, Biden used the FDA for the vaccine mandates. So he's doing the same thing now with ATF and the pistol stabilizer.
Yeah, so basically Gaetz is like, hey, you can't just take all these like law-abiding citizens and make them into felons overnight. It's not fair. And like that's one of the things too is like I could understand like if they wanted to enforce like a ruling like, hey, from this, you know, time forward, you know, you can't do this or that or whatever. But like they're basically they're retrofitting it. Right. Anybody who bought something before, they're like, hey, you're basically a criminal. He also said that the ATF people who are, you know, creating the ruling don't understand firearms. I completely agree with him on that one.
No, it's completely unconstitutional. Right. It goes against everything we believe in regards to the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, the second idea that the founders of this country had was to protect our gun rights. It's, you know, just it's on the second of things of importance. And so Gaetz is 100% right. The pistol braces should stay. It's just a way of for the ATF and Biden to step into the zone of taking away certain items where it fully transitions to 20, 30, 40 years down the line. You got a bunch of simp men who agree with Biden, who eventually agree that they can start taking away our guns. But I mean, it was corrupt from the get-go. The ATF claims there's only 3 million people with the brace. We talked about this. There's 40 according to gun advocates, right?
Yeah.
So where's that discrepancy coming from besides an outright lie?
Yeah, and the thing that bothers me the most is that the stabilizing brace doesn't make the gun any more dangerous or anything. If anything, it actually makes it perform better and more accurate, and that's what you want. You don't want like, hey, I'm trying to protect myself, and it's like, you know, you're shooting,
you have
like,
a
30 exactly. people that you're not trying to show, you know,
exactly.
instead of just the, like your armed robber or whatever.
Well, that to that point, that proves their lack of logic, and they are not here to protect people. They're yeah. simply here to take away things from people so that they can remain tyrants.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, this is Gates and the rhinos and the Republicans, just they can't stick together. And like, I don't know what will come out of this. I'm guessing probably nothing will happen, just as usual. But I really hope that, you know, this movement works and they get rid of at least this ruling that they created.
Moving on, we got Alec Baldwin.
He's your boy, isn't he?
You know what? I was a Baldwin fan when he was in The Departed. He did that. Was it Glengarry, Glenn Ross movie? That was amazing. He's a great actor. He was legendary. Yeah, yeah. Like De Niro was amazing. Al Capone, Al Pacino. Those guys were legendary and they all turned on us. And, you know, I was upset at first, but now, fuck them. You know, Baldwin getting charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter for discharging a weapon on set of the movie Rust and shot and killed a stunt director. So how long did it take?
So this happened in October of 2021. And like, so I don't get it. Has he been in prison since? Like, what has been going on since then?
Oh, he's been walking a free man, bro. He's been walking.
I mean, like, if you or I were in that scenario, we would be done,
bro. We'd be guilty. We'll be thrown in the shoe in the fucking solitary confinement, right? While Baldwin walking the streets doesn't even get charged. And how about this? He's only been charged today. There was no source saying that he's been arrested.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just gonna walk away, dude. He's just and even I mean. Dude, even if they give him like a sentence, he's probably who's going to confirm that he's actually doing the sentence?
Right, nobody. And if he is, he's going to be doing it in his own mansion. He's going to be doing time.
Exactly, or maybe a private island.
But that dude, sorry, I have to cut you off. That guy, Kleinsmith, that they arrested for lying to the FBI when he doctored an email, right? He was the first guy they arrested regarding Russiagate and all that BS. Bro, he's doing house arrest. No one even knows that. Right, yeah, the guy committed a crime and lied, bro. Same with Baldwin. He's gonna be chilling on a beach while we're I'm gonna be living a more miserable life than Alec Baldwin. He committed murder.
Exactly. So what they're saying, like the sentence is gonna vary. It could be 18 months or 5 years, depending on what the decision is, right? But 18 months for killing somebody.
Yeah, it depends on whether or not he'll do Trump's impression on SNL for the next 5 years or not. If he refuses, they'll probably be like, all right, you're going in the shoe for 5 years. You're not creating a bunch of propaganda for us.
That's so true. But I mean, think about it, dude. 18 months.
Yeah.
You just killed nothing. Somebody.
Bro, the thing is all to say on the set was that everyone was leaving the set because it was a low budget movie with Nicolas Cage or something. And the way they were handling the weapons, everyone was upset. They were literally playing around with the weapons, swinging them on their fingers, brandishing them like nothing, had their fingers on the trigger. And directors and stuff were walking off like, this is way too dangerous.
So how did the real gun end up on the set? Did anybody figure that out yet?
Well, here's the thing. It was a revolver with Hollywood bullets, like blanks, to have the effect of a shot, but not have a shot, right? And the guy who was supervising the gun walked away, and then someone put real bullets in it.
Yeah, it's just very suspicious. I mean, are the prop guns even designed to shoot real bullets? I would suspect not.
Apparently they are. I think. I don't know for sure. It was a revolver, so the revolver can shoot like a prop style blank, whatever movie style shot. But also you can put in a real bullet. So was it a setup? Was he set up? Yeah. Was someone?
I don't know. I mean, it does sound like a setup, to be honest with you. Why they set him up is what they need to figure out.